This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, February 1st. Well, wheat markets had an interesting trade yesterday. The whole grain space did, for that matter, to wrap up January. Chicago wheat, all the wheat started out lower during the night session, and then the day session opens up, and there's a wave of buying, and the buying just was consistent throughout the rest of the session. We ended up with an outside day higher in Chicago wheat, and taking us back to the highs that we saw here a couple weeks ago. So the market not ready to give up just yet. It pulled the other markets higher as well. We didn't see outside days higher, but we're still hovering at swing highs for Kansas City and Minneapolis. In corn, it was just the opposite. We were higher to start with, and we ended up with an outside day lower. So that tells me that there was probably quite a bit of spread unwinding being done at the end of the month, probably some profit taking from these hedge funds that have done pretty well being long corn and soybeans and short wheat. Their short wheat position really has not moved for the whole month, but the corn market has had a pretty good run to the upside. So my guess is that taking some money off the table kind of dress up the books for the end of the month performance sheet. So corn, an outside day lower, wheat, an outside day higher, both of those are just the opposite of what the overall position is for the hedge funds. So I think there was some of that. There is some talk about cold weather, of course, in the far southern plains, some ice storms that are creating havoc for traffic and energy markets. But there was some suggestion that that was part of the push higher in wheat, maybe. But I think if that were the case, Kansas City would have been the leader yesterday, and it certainly was not. It was pretty much all Chicago leading the way higher. So we'll see how much further we get out of here. So we are, first day of February. The night session is down a little bit, so we're not getting much follow through there. I think that, the market is into its first level of resistance. My guess is that it's probably going to go a little bit more on the upside. We're following the seasonal pattern pretty well. Normally, the markets tend to peak right around the February crop report. There's been a few head fakes that have suggested maybe we're going to peak a little early, but I think at this point, with yesterday's price action and, getting close to those swing highs from late December, early January, I think the market's got a pretty good shot of getting up there over these next few days. So we'll see what happens. But if we just completely fail from here after getting an outside day higher, that's probably going to be your sell signal. So we are on point. We're looking for the market to stall out somewhere in here. Pretty significant resistance is still about a dime to 15 cents above yesterday's high. So it does have some room to go before you really run out of gas or meet some major resistance. My guess is that the market will be able to do that. For corn and beans, they've had a good run here. Hedge funds are heavily long. They didn't really seem to be trying to sell the beans down very hard yesterday. The night session is down a little bit, so perhaps we're going to get some pullback there because we are approaching the mid-January high on soybeans, and maybe we're going to see more resistance at that price level. But we are getting better weather in Argentina. We've had very good rains over the last couple weeks. The forecast does call for some dryness to show up for about 10 days. So there is some concern that maybe we're going to get pulled back into a dry environment for the rest of the growing season in Argentina. It's hard to say, but it's unlikely. There's growing evidence that the Eastern Pacific is warming, and that suggests that La Nina is finally fading. After three long, brutal years, it looks like La Nina is finally going away. And that would suggest, if nothing else, a neutral ENSO as we work into the spring. Because of the rapid warming that we're seeing going on, the weather guys are suggesting El Nino will probably be in place by late spring, early summer. That suggests good rains across the southern plains, better weather through the Midwest as well. So I think that's probably going to lean on the corn market. We are looking at some of the support in corn coming from Brazil, which has run into some rain delays on their soybean harvest. That is slowing down corn planting, but it's not serious yet. And besides, you know, rain makes grain. You're going to be planting in a very good moisture conditions across the bulk of Brazil. So there's that. They're in the process of cutting a record soybean crop, and it certainly sets the stage for a potential record corn crop as well. Here in the U.S., exports have struggled with corn. We're running into more competition from feed wheat coming out of Australia, so that's some of the headwinds facing corn. I think our export chances are better into this next quarter. Brazil likely will be running into their, you know, tightening stocks as they run out of supplies for export, but their second season corn crop will be available to the market starting in about mid to late June, and certainly through July and August, which is right at the critical growing season for the growing time period for U.S. corn and soybeans. So, you know, if we're looking at better weather and an increase in acres, and Brazil is looking at a potential record corn crop hitting the market in the summer, that could be tough to rally corn. You're going to have to see some serious biofuel demand show up to really knock that off of that trajectory. For soybeans, that could be happening. You're seeing a significant increase in crushing plant capacity being built. So that would suggest a significant increase in demand for soybeans to crush and for the bean oil. So I think that, you know, soybeans could have an argument that they would be well supported. And you're probably going to see some acres shifted over to corn, anything that has not already been decided. So soybeans, you could still make the argument that maybe there's more upside there. But again, you know, Brazil's cutting a record crop. They're going to pretty much steal the export market from here for the next 3 or 4 months. So that takes us into our planting season for soybeans as well. So I think there's just a lot of headwinds into the row crops, and certainly for wheat, if the rains start coming to the central and southern plains, it's going to be tough to rally wheat. You know, you're looking at a significant increase in planted acres. If you get the rain coming, most likely producers will take it to harvest. There is some talk that they might graze it off, but usually if you have a pretty decent stand, they're going to take it to harvest. So I just think the wheat market, we're getting close to our normal seasonal high. So we're looking for, you know, good, strong sell signals. For corn, we've gotten up to some swing highs that clearly the market is respecting. The mid-January high, you know, we've touched at it for about the last four sessions. Yesterday ended up with an outside day lower. So that's giving us a sell signal. If we get some confirmation today, I think you could make an argument that the corn market has found a seasonal high as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.